Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Blow it out your ass.
I am Turok!
Eat fumes, Wormo!
Casuals, good night. Gamers, good morning. Welcome to this week's episode of Thumb Cramps, a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we are joined by a very special guest.
Holy macaroni.
One of our favorite guests.
Yeah.
Cass Page.
Woo!
Thank you.
S-tier guest.
Oh, S-tier. Big time S-tier. Yeah. That's why I sent the casuals to bed.
Yeah. Good night, casuals. Yeah. Sleep well.
Yeah, sleep well, because this is going to be an S-tier episode.
Yeah, S-tier episode of Thumb Cramps. Get ready for it.
Yeah, it's going to be huge. Yeah. And speaking of getting ready for things.
Okay.
Huge. Just three things you just need to fill everyone in on.
We got big news.
Big news.
Big news.
Two out of the three big news. Well, actually, I guess technically we've got four big news.
We got four big news.
We got four big news. Two only matter if you're in Melbourne.
Yeah.
One only matters if you're going to PAX. But the other one, global.
For anyone.
Global.
Yeah. Global. So let's go. So October 3rd at the Retreat Hotel in Brunswick, Jackson Bailey Spooks America is doing a live show. The first live show in like 4 or 5 years for that show.
Absolutely. It's been ages since we've run a JBSA. Come down, see a JBSA.
It's free.
It's free. You don't have to pay jack shit.
And you're probably wondering, hey, I've listened to that podcast that's behind a paywall.
Yeah.
It rotates guests. Who's in it? Jackson, who's in this one?
Me, which is good.
Yes.
Cass Page.
Woo!
Which is good. Zoe B, which is good.
And I will be there, not on stage.
Joel Dusher in the crowd.
I'll be Joel Dusher in the crowd, but also recording the episode.
Have I picked a mystery yet? God, no.
Then, on October 9. We are part of the Stupid Old Studios Podfest, where Plumbing the Death Star plus Cass will be doing a live episode, but it's live on the internet.
Yeah, so anyone can watch it.
You can watch it. Just head to the Stupid Old Studios website, head to Stupid Old Studios Twitter, head to our Twitter. It's everywhere.
It's all over the place.
You can buy a ticket. It's a whole podfest. There's so many live podcasts. In fact, Cass, you're in two that day.
Yes, I am in two
that day.
I'm also in Who Knew It with Matt Stewart, an excellent new podcast.
There's much going on.
Yeah, this October,
it's big.
It's freaking a freaking sweet month.
Yeah, it's
freaking sweet.
And then, October 10, the very next day.
Oh my freaking God.
For the first time in Australia.
That's true.
Thumb Cramps are doing a live show.
Your video game boyfriends will be on stage in the flesh for free.
For free. Because it's also at the Retreat Hotel.
That's right.
In Brunswick.
Woo.
For free. But the Retreat shows, doors open at 7.
Yeah.
Show will kick off between 7:30 and whenever we are ready to go on stage. Usually around 7:45.
Yeah, yeah.
It is free. And this live show, it's actually taking place straight after maybe the biggest gaming event in the Southern Hemisphere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
PAX.
That's right.
That's right. PAX Melbourne. PAX Australia is actually what
PAX
it's called.
PAX Australia.
We've got media passes,
somehow,
Jackson.
Somehow they let us in.
7th and the 8th of October. It's also happening the 9th, but as you've just heard, we'll be
doing stuff.
Yeah. But we'll be at PAX on the 7th and the 8th. And then come down to the Retreat Hotel on the 10th of October, and it's kind of like a PAX after party.
We'll talk about what we did at PAX and what we saw and who we talked to.
And we'll probably talk video games too.
Yeah, probably.
I've heard at PAX there's World of Bethesda, which sucks you into Bethesda, and they also said bring an Xbox controller and we'll change it.
What
I
are
don't
they
know
gonna
what that
do
means.
To what? What's gonna happen?
I don't know.
I gotta buy an Xbox controller. Yeah.
Well, there's one at the studio. Just
I'll take that
it.
One. Yeah. I'll take that
Joel
one.
Joel Zammit won't notice. Yeah. I won't tell.
This seems changed.
It'd probably be battle scarred or something.
Yeah, they just throw it against the wall.
Now you gotta buy a new one, idiot.
Damn oh, it. Man. Pranked by Bethesda.
They got me again.
Okay, now put in the goggles, go into Bethesda, and then they just punch me in the back of the head.
Yeah, oh.
You're in
that's
Fallout
good.
Now. Fall down.
The wasteland is a dangerous place. Let this be a lesson to you. And then they remove the goggles.
Thank you, Bethesda.
Thank I guess. You. You've made video games real life for me now. And Speaking of video games, it's actually now the point of the show where I introduce the show.
Okay.
Because today we are looking at hacking a productivity app for your phone and other games. You have done something potentially unhinged, but I haven't heard the story yet, so I can't judge.
Maybe it's a sane behavior.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, don't, well, how dare you assume that I'm doing anything that's not very normal.
So I just want to double check. So you've got a productivity app on your phone. Is it the breathing one where the line goes up?
Yes, I've shown you. I got very excited when I downloaded my productivity app. So I downloaded an app called OneSec, and you set up, it uses your phone's automations. So you set it up for whatever apps you don't want to access as much. So I was trying to spend less time on social media, which is really good to do when you're trying to launch a new podcast I have been doing. So I wasn't clever.
It's it's former guest of the show. Well, I guess he could also be future guest, but I'm going to say former. Yeah. Hayden Bleachmore's go-to when he took over Shut Up A Second was also the same week he deactivated his Twitter account. Smart.
Very smart.
Yeah.
You're like, whew, bit much. I've got a lot going on. I should take a break from all this work. So what you do is you set up an automation so that whenever you open whatever app you want to set it up for, it opens up a screen that just has a slow line creeping up to the top of the screen and then even slower declining from the screen. And the idea is that you take a deep breath in and then you take a very deep breath out. And what it does is because it makes you take one deep focused breath, it then flashes up a little thing saying, hey, here's how many times you've tried to open Twitter or whatever in the last 24 hours.
Yep.
Do you still want to open it? And you click either I do want to open it or I don't want to open
it. Yeah.
And I was like, this seems cool.
Yeah, that seems good.
So I got the free trial for a week. So I could, because you can only do it with one app.
Yeah.
On the standard non-paid version. So it the thing ticks up. It also does like a little, like the phone haptics, like shake the phone a little bit as you're breathing in. It's really nice.
It
I don't know. It like matches really well with how you breathe in. Like it like duk, 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 duk.
So that's like
right at the top of your breath, it feels like it's like, good. I can breathe out now. It is a bit funny because as the breathe out screen goes down, then it reveals how many times you've tried to open it. So sometimes it's a bit shameful.
No. Yeah.
But then what you do, if you say, I do want to open this app, it asks you to set an intention as to why.
Oh.
So then if you're going into, like you can go into the OneSec app later and just review and see how many times you've opened it.
Yeah.
And for what reasons. So if you're like, oh, okay, I opened Facebook like 10 times this week. Oh, but it was to check whose birthday it was.
Yeah,
you know,
okay,
like, or
okay.
be like, okay, I went on TikTok a bunch. But I can see that I only did it when I had like on my work breaks or whatever.
Yeah.
So it was good. Now my free, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. It made me super mindful. And I was surprised at how just taking a very deep breath, I was like, oh.
Maybe you don't want to look at Twitter.
I'm just doing this out of habit. And a lot of that was me realizing that I would try and open apps out of habit. Like I'd open it and I wouldn't even realize I'd opened it until I was doing the big deep breath thing. I'm like, why? I wasn't doing anything. Why was
I don't need
Instagram or whatever? But then my free trial ended. And so now every time I try and open an app, instead of getting me to take a deep breath, a pop-up comes up being like, hey, you don't have this service anymore. do you want to buy the full version?
It's
$20 for a whole year, which I think is worth it. And I probably will buy it, but I keep forgetting to. And then I'll be like, no, I don't want to. And then it's like, okay, it's only free for one app. Which app do you want to choose? And then you have to choose from a pop-up of all the apps that I've selected.
God.
And then I have to like choose, and it's a game because I have to choose the app that I didn't just open so that it doesn't then also make me take a breath on top of it so I can get into it. Because as I said, I'm trying to launch a podcast this week. I'm like, oh, I actually need social media. And yeah, I could turn this off, but I keep forgetting. And that is how I've hacked it. If you use the free trial and set everything up to it, you get a little pop-up that says, hey, you haven't paid for this, but it still is a pop-up,
so
preventing
still
you from
works.
Going on the app.
Yeah.
It is, it's not as nice and it is upsetting.
Yeah. Is it as effective though?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Every time I open my social media thing, I get actively annoyed. Instead of feeling calm. So instead of being like, oh, you know what? I'm going to make myself a cup of tea. I'm clearly bored.
Yeah.
Let's do something else. I'm like, oh, okay. I've really caught myself using something out of habit. I'm like, oh, I got to make a decision whether or not I'm going to buy this thing or like cancel it or just use it for the one app because that is an option. I just keep doing nothing and it's so annoying.
Cass, I'm going to further this hack.
Yeah.
What if for one day you just focus really heavily on every time you open an app? Take a big, deep breath when you see the pop-up and then breathe out as you sort the rest out. So you can kind of like Pavlov's dog yourself into treating the pop-up the same way you treated the line.
Yeah, try and make the pop-up the most calming thing you've ever seen in your life.
I wonder how to calmify the pop-up because the pop-up's very much like, hi, 1 sec is only, you've not got the paid version. You cannot do this. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Do you have your phone on you at the moment?
I want to see what the pop-up looks like.
Yeah, can you show me the pop-up?
Okay.
I'm intrigued.
So let's try and...
I also think it's funny if they're like, pick another app, because then you can just pick the app that you're never going to use.
Okay, so the line still goes up.
That's because, okay, so I've tried to open Instagram, and it's given me the big, long, deep breath because...
That's the app you've chosen?
That's the app I'd chosen last time. So I want to see if I can open another one.
Okay. Oh, no.
Is it even working here?
maybe it's abandoned you. Maybe it's given up trying to convince you to get it.
Oh my God.
You've hacked the app so successfully.
You've killed it.
It's dead.
No.
But it works for Instagram still.
Why does it just work for...
Oh no.
They've kicked me out.
They've
My hack. They've hacked it.
Oh no.
They reversed the hack.
They reversed the hack back at you, dude.
No. No.
You're screwed.
No, I can just access my apps. No. No.
You're in trouble, man.
They're just letting me see tweets. That's fucked.
No.
Don't do that.
She cursed.
Okay, here we go.
Now I'm stressed.
So it's a little pop-up that has a lot of green ticks. It says 1 sec is free with one app.
Yeah.
You have multiple apps configured with 1 sec, but the free version only supports one. Mm. And then it's got a whole list of features that the free and pro versions do and don't have.
And what are the two options down the bottom?
To continue using the free plan, select which app you'd like to use, and then... And then you also have to avoid the learn more about the pro version option.
Oh, yeah.
And then so I'm restricting to one app and then you have to pick out of all the apps that you've done.
That's a bit like by the time you're done doing this, do you even want to go onto Twitter or whatever, like what you clicked on originally?
Yeah.
I do because I'm annoyed. Yeah. So with the other one, I take a deep breath and be like, oh, I think all I needed was to take a moment for myself.
Yeah.
And that's all I needed. I can move on with my day. With this one, I'm like, oh, I got to do things. Please. I'm already trying to do something.
Yeah.
It doesn't interrupt me in the same way. It makes me angry. So I have hacked it. It is it's doing the job of making it harder for me to get to my apps.
Yeah.
But it's not making you mindful at the same time.
No, it was much nicer before. I'm just going to buy the paid version.
I think just drop the $20. Why not?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't realize that there was that option to just buy the full version. But it does give you little stats. Like apparently
I'd be so scared to find out.
Drop some stats for us, Cass.
So
without cursing this time, please.
Yeah.
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 See,
that's right.
During your tirade, you forgot. You forgot what show.
You threw
Jackson.
Out an F. Sorry, a Jeff.
Yeah, I threw out a Jeff.
You threw out a Jeff, and now I'm Jeff Rich.
Yeah, you're so rich.
I'm Jeff Bezos.
You're Bezosin.
I'm Bezosin. Check me out. Fuck.
No.
Look, I just burned up the one she gave me.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know.
This app assumes that any time that you open one of your social media apps, you'll spend, I think it guesses like you'll spend 3 minutes on it.
Okay.
And I'm like, that's
wrong.
Really, that's a kind estimate.
So I'm just peeping your phone. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok are the ones I can see. There is no chance in hell that TikTok is only getting used for 3 minutes at a time.
No chance
Instagram
in hell.
Is a tricky one because sometimes, like, I'm not a big Instagram guy, but I do use it for DMing a lot.
Yeah.
DMing celebrities, obviously.
yeah, of course.
Where are you now?
Hey, want to hang out?
Can I come over?
Please stop leaving me on red.
I use Instagram in, I feel like, the most old person way. That's how I consume TikToks.
Through reels.
Like an old man. it's good.
Sometimes I get sucked in. Although, the best way to consume reels is through Facebook.
Yeah.
Me and one of my friends, I think I've mentioned this on Thumbcrimes before.
Yeah.
Intentionally send each other whatever we're getting served so that we make our algorithms the worst.
Good.
I only get Family Guy clips at the moment. But only between like season 17 and 20.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Latter day Family Guy.
Prior to that, I used to get a lot of there's this guy called Nicholas Crown.
Yeah.
And he used to make TikToks that were like, this is what a rich guy does in this situation. Then he'll be a dick. And he's like, this is what a really rich guy will do in this situation. And then he'll be like, a dick but charming.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so good. It's good to butcher your algorithm. Yeah.
And then it's good to share those to your friends.
Yeah.
And it butchers their algorithm. Yeah. And because Facebook's connected to everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're butchering so many algorithms at once.
And now that I've said Nicholas Crown out loud in a podcast twice, listeners are going to get served this content too.
Yeah.
We're watching the same stuff. Here, I'll help with some SEOs.
Yeah.
I don't know if, does it count as SEOs if it's like your phone's always listening?
Yeah, kind of.
Family Guy, Stewie Griffin.
Season 20.
Episode 17, Nicholas Crown. Rich guy, very rich, really rich guy.
Lois Griffin.
Meg.
Dub eat everything.
The bird is the word.
The chicken fight. Peter Griffin. Beating shit out of chicken.
The Cleveland Show.
Cleveland Brown.
Loretta Brown. I don't remember the name of his children.
Let us know how your algorithms are going.
Let us know if that works.
Yeah.
Are you watching season 20 of The Cleveland Show?
Quagmire.
Joe.
Quagmire. It's such a funny one to say.
What's his full name? Glenn.
Glenn Clagwire. Quagmire.
Glenn Clagmire.
So, Cass, how are you feeling off the hack and everything?
Yeah,
really good. According to this app, I've saved 2.1 days of my life not on social media.
That's great.
That is, okay.
Knowing that's an underestimate.
Yeah.
So, Cass.
Yes.
This is potentially a personal question.
Yeah. Yes.
How long have you had this app for?
There's
2.1 days.
Yeah.
If it was over a year.
Yeah, true.
Would be a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think you've had it for less than that.
I have had it for less than that.
Uh-huh.
I've had it for, it's been weeks. I've definitely had the...
How long is the free trial?
It was a week. I've had the not free trial on for way longer than I had.
Yeah.
Okay. I've had it for like a month or so, I think.
Okay. All right. A day out
I
of...
Think,
a...
Yeah, I think it's about a month.
2 days out of... Okay.
Yeah, it's not nothing.
So, no, but that's...
that's potentially... Apparently, it has stopped me from opening apps on my phone over 1,000 times.
How many times do you reckon...
2.1 days saved in a month is so long. That's so many days.
You should download this app.
I would just be so scared to see how many hours I'm spending or how many times I'm trying to get into Twitter.
Yeah.
And how many times I'm doing that horrible loop of being like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Mm. Yeah.
Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Discord.
Yeah.
Nothing good.
Yeah, nothing good.
Ooh, that's cool.
When Facebook and Discord are bad, that's on you, fans.
Yeah, make Discord more entertaining.
Do something.
Rank us. That's what I want to wake up every morning and look at the that new- day's definitive ranking of the Sans Pants crew. That would be my dream.
Well, yeah, we put out a new podcast pretty much every day.
Yeah,
so
you should rank everybody in it so I can be like, ooh, Joel Dush is not looking good this
week.
Yeah,
he slipped. What was this
episode?
Oh, my
God, Adam's rocketing to the top.
Oh, Dush has slipped because this is the episode where he said desecrating a corpse is fine.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I understand. That's what that would be my dream, listeners.
So how many thumbs for hacking this app? And also how many thumbs for maybe buying the full version whilst in episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say I might just do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it now. Yeah, do it on air.
I'll do it right on air. I'm just trying to figure out how to
do it.
Do it. They've not made it easy.
That's a weird choice app.
Yeah, like apps. Come on.
But I'm just looking. Now I'm in the settings. The settings are actually really cool. Like you can change how long the big breath is. It can go from 3 seconds.
1 minute, kill me.
Yeah, it's a minute. You can have one that's like
that's
a whole minute.
Huge.
And you can select an option to increase the amount of time it takes that it locks you out for every single time you try and open it.
Oh,
within 24 hours,
that
it'll
rules.
Reset. One is like,
is there a reverse breathing option? Like, can I hold my breath? No, hold your breath while you're waiting for the app to open?
That's good, so you're really dizzy when the app does open. You tweet something insane.
Whoa!
Old.
This is the way you were meant to read tweets.
Yeah, how many thumbs? What are we talking?
Look, for the normal version,
yeah.
5 thumbs.
Perfect. Yeah.
Beautiful. For the one that
makes
me actively mad because I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to give it none.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, actually, no, two. Thumb. It's still doing the job.
Okay, that's
okay
good.
So 2 thumbs and 5 thumbs. 7 thumbs out of 5 thumbs.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That's a huge rating.
That's massive.
And Cass, before we move on to other games we have played, I believe, and it's been mentioned a couple of times in this episode already, but not by name. I believe that this week you launched a brand new podcast featuring your good friends Zoe B and Nina Oyama.
Is that true?
I did. You've been getting good sources, you have.
Yes.
I've bought the app.
Congratulations on your purchase.
Thank you. Now I will not be using social media for the week that I am launching my brand new show with Zoe B and Nina Oyama. It is called Being Hot is Hard. It's funny. I really like it. I'm really proud of it. Zoe and Nina are so funny.
Cass is also very funny.
Yeah, Cass is also funny. Can verify.
Yeah.
Thank
Cass
you.
Keeps saying how funny Zoe and Nina are and forgets to mention that she is also funny.
Yeah. Three funny gals. Come on.
It's been really fun. We've got the first 2 episodes out. We've also got a promo and a trailer as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to just have a little check to see if it's good. It is just all about the weird stuff people do to themselves to be hot. It's so silly and it rules. It's equal parts fun and insane to make yourself look nice. And it's just about that. Listen to the promos and the trailer. We do some weird stuff. It's great.
It is. So I listened to both episodes this week. Great, great podcast, let me just say.
Yeah.
Second of all, unhinged.
Yeah.
Scary. Yeah. Bit frightening. But also gamers listening to this podcast, you're probably being like, that doesn't appeal to me. Wrong. Because gaming and self-care in bizarre ways, pretty much the same
thing.
Pretty much the same
thing. Aiming for an achievement.
Yeah, exactly, gamers.
Achievement unlocked, perfect skin or platinum trophy, same shit.
Exactly. If you're gaming and you're really good at gaming, you've clocked gaming. Maybe move on to skincare.
Yeah, clock skincare.
Clock skincare.
Find your HG.
Yeah.
Holy grail of skincare. That's
learned.
A reference.
He learned. I had to, when we were recording that episode, Nina kept saying HG, which means your holy grail item, and I didn't know, and she explained it. I was just thinking like, oh, thank God. I had no idea what you meant.
Hell yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, check it out.
When are new episodes dropping?
Tuesdays.
So you listen to Thumb Cramps on a Friday.
Yeah.
And then you listen to Being Hot is Hard on a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then you go on the Sans Pants Radio Stuff and Nonsense Facebook group or the Sans Pants Radio Discord. And then you rank every...
you rank every member of Sans Pants. Who's the best?
Who's the worst?
And then we'll project that. We got a screen in the office. We'll project that on the screen. We're going to project it on the screen, not put it on the screen.
Yeah.
With a little projector. Every morning you come into work and you'll be like, ooh, I'm
oh,
ranking
slobbing.
I'm slobbing.
And then we have to think about the actions to our consequences to our actions.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh, maybe that joke about, well, it wasn't a joke. Maybe if it was a joke,
would be ranking so low.
Yeah. Maybe if I'd seen Avatar before this week, yeah, my ranking would be higher. Yeah. Or maybe it's charming I hadn't seen Avatar. But did I lose that allure by watching Avatar?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I'll have to think about. It's like the One Direction thing.
Yeah.
That's what makes you beautiful.
Yes. So yeah, when I see that I'm ranked 6 out of 8, I'll be like,
Who's 8th?
Great question.
Me, always.
Yeah. Jackson, still loathed.
Well, but I don't change.
Worst is the best at being bad.
If you flipped it around, I'd be on top.
If it was golf rules, I'd actually win. So.
Lose. Yeah, well, speaking of you, Jackson, what have you been playing?
I recently, the Switch had a bunch of really cool stuff for sale. A bunch of stuff was discounted, is what
I mean.
There
was a big sale.
Yeah, it was a massive sale.
And over 1,000 games
it was
discounted.
Crazy. Me and you went through them in the office, being like, whoa, get that one.
Yeah, and then we pointed out Waifu Uncovered, and you were like, get that.
It said
purchased already.
Yeah. You full on reviewed that in front of me.
Yeah.
I forgot.
That's famously the game where it has a one finger mode, which I believe is meant to be played with your penis.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's cool stuff.
It is awesome, actually.
So I got a game called Axiom Verge, which I think is a slightly old game. I think it came out in maybe 2017.
Yeah.
Old for game, I mean.
Yeah. Old for game. If that would be young for child.
Yeah, 17 is young, you know? Well, you're like young for child. Child's like to 6 or 7.
We're in 2022.
Yeah. Oh. True.
2017 is an old age, I would say.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
But
you're right.
5, which is what a child born in 2017
will
be
now.
Yeah.
He's young.
Small.
Yeah. Axiom Verge is good. It's like gross Metroid. That's cool.
Which is cool because Metroid's already pretty gross.
Yeah. But this game's grosser and also. Part of the aesthetic is like glitchy in a way that's really unpleasant. So the premise, I guess, you're a scientist.
You shouldn't be questioning. The way you said premise makes me think that whatever you're about to say is very inaccurate and just a stab in the dark.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those games where clearly there'll be some big reveal because I don't know why I'm doing anything I'm doing. You're a scientist with fat sideburns. All of a sudden you do a science experiment so wrong you explode. And then you wake up in this kind of Geiger-style meat labyrinth with a biomechanical gun.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, where am I? And then you basically, it's like a Metroid game, obviously, like a Metroidvania. You're going around collecting different power-ups, fighting different bosses, and trying to piece together, I suppose, why you're here. There's a big robot lady.
Oh yeah,
who's like, we got to wake up all the other big robot ladies. I'm like, okay, mad, cool stuff.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
The bosses are grotesque, which is awesome. Very pussy.
This game sounds very good.
Oh, it's awesome. It's great. And one thing I really like about it is that a bunch of the upgrades are sort of not typical upgrades, I suppose, in like a Metroidvania.
Just get missiles that open a new door straight
off the bat. You get a bunch of guns, which are pretty, like you get one that's like a kind of weird blast of electricity.
Yep.
You get like just like kind of one that's like a bomb that you explode. But then the abilities you get are like the one I got most recently is if I go up to a wall and double tap the wall, I phase through it.
Whoa.
No, sorry. That was the one I got before. The one I got most recently.
I take back my ball.
And it's funny, this is funny based on the Base of Speculation Zelda Tears of the Kingdom episode. Uh-huh,
which you can hear in the Base of Speculation feeder dropped this week.
Exactly.
It's double gamer juice
for
gamers.
It's double gamer juice for gamers.
This week at Sans Fans Radio.
Is that the ability I got recently is I can spawn a foul little tick and control the tick, which has its own health, to go through various like tiny little passageways or whatever to solve puzzles and figure stuff out.
Yeah.
Is the tick you size or is it tick size?
It's about the size of maybe like a
dog?
Jack Russell.
Yeah.
Compared to you.
And do you play as the tick?
Play as the tick. The tick has its own health and its own attack, which is like a weird.
If you die as the tick, do you die in real life?
No. Your guy goes down into like a little ball so he's protected and can't get hurt, and then you're just the tick.
Why don't you just go into the ball the whole time then? You'd be safe.
Well, then he couldn't go anywhere. The tick has an attack and can do it just goes throughout there's no limits to where the tick can go, which is very cool. But I just really like that. I'm like, that's not phasing through walls and spawning a little tick are not typical Metroidvania.
Samus has never done those things.
Because I saw the passageways where the tick's meant to go. And I was like, oh, clearly morph at some ball. Point I'm going to become a morph ball. No. Ticks. you don't even get a double jump. You just get a big jump, which is cool.
Oh, yeah. Samus does get that sometimes, too.
Okay, that's fair. But yeah, it's really, really fun. And the sequel is either just coming out or is out at the moment.
It was definitely part of that indie direct that I think every game I've reviewed recently has come from.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited that I'm into this game so that when that game comes out, I'll be excited for it.
Yeah.
Because, I'm really enjoying it. One fun thing, the most recent boss I fought, because it's just like a typical boss, but the game sort of scaled back so that I'm not so close to my character.
Yeah.
Which is such a little thing, but it changed the way I fought the boss because I couldn't actually pay attention to everything on screen and there were so many like missiles coming at me. I thought that was really cool too. I like how gross it is. That's like the kind of the best part of it. And it's got this weird aesthetic that's kind of like corrupted video game.
Yeah.
So some walls are just glitching out and I don't know what to do with them. And you have another ability you get is like this weird gun that just shoots, I don't know what you would call them, rays, and it goes
beams?
Kind of. It's like a Wi-Fi signal. And it shoots that and that reveals some things or can just, it doesn't make them any less damaging, but you can turn some of the enemies into like glitchy versions of themselves.
That's sick.
It's very cool. It's very gross and weird and a lot of fun. And really, because I, maybe last year or something, reviewed Gato Roboto, and I was like, oh, it's like a Metroid game, which it is, and Gato Roboto still rules. But
it's called Gato Roboto, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just wanted to chat.
No, you're right. Yeah, but this is like, this feels way more like an actual Metroid game.
Yeah, hey, great news. Yeah. On the 11th of August, 2021, Axiom Verge 2 is coming out.
Oh my God. I gotta go back in time.
Yeah. So 13 months ago it dropped.
Oh my God. That's funny that we were both like I think I was like the most recent direct. In 2021.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a shadow drop now that I think about it.
Yeah, that is familiar. Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh well, hey, what can
we
you
live
do?
And we don't learn.
Yeah. I think as well there are like heaps of, it's either 40 different guns or 40 different abilities and upgrades and stuff, which is just a huge amount for a Metroidvania. And given what already has been like the abilities you've gotten, I've got no idea what to expect next. Which rules. Yeah, it's heaps of fun. I think you'd love it, Jamie.
Yeah,
I should get it.
I don't know why I don't have it.
It's right up your alley.
Is it still on sale?
It was like $15 maybe when I got it. Maybe woo! 11. I don't know.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Maybe I'll buy the second one and I'll just tell you how that goes.
Yeah, that's good. Spoil that for me and I'll spoil the first one.
Yeah, and then together we'll be unsatisfied.
We're like, why did we do that?
Yeah. How many thumbs?
Five thumbs.
Five thumbs!
Genuinely, it's a blast. I'm having such a good time playing
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
That's good.
That's good stuff.
Huge news.
What about you?
Well, I've continued to play a bit of Wayward Strand, Cass, a video game that would murder you. It's basically you play as a 14-year-old girl called Casey who is spending her... That's nearly my name. Yeah.
Oh, no.
And she is a high school student in Melbourne, Australia, which is where you're from. Mm-hmm. Not originally.
Yeah. Fun fact. Fun fact.
A little bit of trivia.
Yeah, that's it. I will not reveal where Cass is originally from. It's none of your business.
Yeah.
Where you spend time in a nursing home for 3 days.
Yeah.
And you interview the elderly people that are there, hear about their life, and solve kind of little mysteries. And it's like a oil painting aesthetic, and it would definitely kill you.
Yeah.
Been playing that a little bit more.
Yeah.
But also, I've decided that 2022 is the year I become a Pikmin guy.
Oh, Pikmin!
So my Pikmin journey did start way back in like 2003.
Yeah.
I did own the first Pikmin on GameCube.
Did you clock it?
No, it never clicked with me.
Yeah, that's fair.
I never quite got my head around those freaking little guys.
Little freaking guys. Holy crap, Lois.
Yes!
Giggity.
Giggity.
Peter!
Look at all these little guys.
Lois, I'm going to pluck him. Anyway, so played the original Pikmin, was like, I don't really understand. Like, I couldn't wrap my brain around it.
It's a weird game in a lot of ways.
Yeah. And like back then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Nothing like it.
For anyone who doesn't know, you play in the original one and the new one, which I have been playing, Pikmin 3.
Yeah.
you play as a, well, in the original ones, you play as Captain Olimar. In this one, you play as a team of three astronauts. They crash land on this planet. They're looking for food and they've got to repair their ship.
Yeah.
And they find little guys called Pikmin, and they follow you around, and you can use them to pretty much solve puzzles, attack enemies, and help repair your ship, basically.
Yeah,
you can have a maximum of 100 of them. They come in different forms. So in the original ones, I think there's like red, yellow, blue. In this one, there's, well, I'm not far enough to know all of them yet, but there's rock ones, and they look dumb, and I love them.
They look great. Love the rock Pikmin.
How do these little picked men help you?
Well, for example,
I've never picked men.
Yeah, no, that's fine. So you encounter them. They're just like little leaves growing out of the ground, and then you pull the leaf, and then there's a little guy attached to them.
You know Pikmin?
Yeah. So they just follow you around?
And you can be like, get that mushroom, bring him back to the spaceship.
Yeah. Or like jump on that guy's back and beat him to death.
Break down that wall.
That's a good Pikmin.
Do you have to give all of them individual commands?
No. You control them as like a big group. Well, sort of. You can throw them one at a time.
Yeah.
But you can't be like, you one little man, go do this.
Yeah.
You one little man. A lot of the stuff will be like, hey, you need 40 Pikmin to break this ball. So you're like, all right, 40 Pikmin, go get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, it seems like it's the most complicated game in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's what happened when I first played on GameCube. My brain was just like, this seems tricky, but it's actually very simple.
Yeah, it was also my assumption. That's why I've kind of never really got into Pikmin. I'm like, it looks not like complicated, but just like there's a lot
going on. You were worried it was going to be a high looking game.
Oh yeah, big high looking energy. Yeah. Games can either be high or low looking, Cass.
Okay, and say more.
nothing Pikmin, high looking, Duke Nukem Forever, low looking.
Yeah, unless you're in the strip club part.
High looking, hubba hubba, wazza wazza.
Say more high and low.
High looking game would be something like
Death Stranding's low looking for some reason.
Death Stranding's low looking.
Okay, Fallout 4 low looking.
In parts.
Okay.
Skyrim may have started high looking, but now it's low looking
for me now.
It's very low looking.
I don't pay attention to where I am in that game. Yeah.
Oh, so like Pokemon would be high looking.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
So.
Okay, Stardew Valley low looking.
High looking.
Oh my god. I'll never learn. All right.
I have figured, like, I do have the key to this puzzle. So once you get, and it took me months to work through this.
I'm just trying to think of other games now. Yeah. Okay, Pac-Man, high looking.
Low looking.
Oh.
The original Mario Brothers would also be low looking.
Yeah.
Tetris, low looking?
High looking.
Are you being mean to me on purpose?
No,
Tetris is high looking.
He's being serious.
Okay. Tetris is high looking. Okay,
this happened to me in episode two. Not episode two as in number two as in.
As
in
well.
An episode as well, this happened to me.
Yeah.
What are some other video games?
That's a great question. That should be the opening instead of, of Tom Cramps. What are some other video games?
Okay.
I don't know. What else have
Roller Coaster Tycoon?
High looking.
No, I was gonna guess.
Sorry.
Okay.
I was gonna guess high looking, but now you won't believe me.
I don't.
No, fair enough. The Sims is low looking.
No.
Oh.
The Sims is huge high looking. Well, no, The Sims is meant to be high looking, but I play it low looking.
Yeah, I'm doing it. I'm you. In
oh,
this.
Okay. Then The no, Sims is low looking.
The Sims falls into Skyrim, though.
Yeah.
Because I think that Jackson starts playing it as a high looking game, and then he gets bored internally, so
Built
it becomes low looking. Yeah.
Is that Red Dead would be high looking, at least at the start?
No, Red Dead's low looking.
Grand Theft Auto.
That's low looking.
That's low looking. Well done.
Okay, so now do you have
any
understanding of what has happened here?
I think I do.
Yeah.
So Jackson, for some reason, when it comes to video games,
is this just how much is looking at the screen?
No, he is looking at the screen. It's how much
attention
of the screen.
Yeah. How much of the screen he's paying attention to.
Yeah.
And really how active his thought process is.
Yeah, how on the brain is.
Yeah.
Jackson,
it's a dimmer switch in there.
Jackson is capable of engaging in video games in a way that I cannot.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm playing a video game, even if I'm not, like, if I'm doing something else, I will have to give the video game at least a 6 to 7 out of 10 on my attention scale.
Yeah.
Jackson can give it about a 2.
Yeah. I can beat a game like that too.
Yeah, like you could beat a game without taking in even like
the scantest level of detail of what I'm playing.
Yeah. So Jackson loves low-looking games and hates high-looking games. And if a game refuses to move from high to low-looking, he will stop playing.
If I can't force it to become low-looking. City Skyline, you'd think high-looking game.
Yeah.
No, sir. Not once I was done with it.
And another strategy of Jackson's gaming is that if a game is too easy but has a difficulty spike, that's bad.
Yeah.
Because if something that he's breezing through then puts up a wall that he can't quite get through, he'll stop playing it. But we'll mock it for being too easy before that.
Yeah.
But if it's too hard
and he
can't
give me a sliding scale. It's got to be gradual.
You're going to trick him like a frog.
Yeah,
a frog Yeah. And if the game's too hard at the start and he can't just throw himself through it.
Yeah.
Or is it in like, it forces him to learn something at the start.
Oh, yeah. No.
I'm out.
I'm done.
Yeah.
What did you say? A frog in a what?
I said a frog in a pond. But I meant a frog in a boiling pot, because a frog in a pond is happy.
That's low looking.
That's low looking for a frog in a pond. Yeah.
Yeah. There's many mysteries to Jackson's brain.
Yeah.
One day we hope that Thumb Cramps can uncover. Yeah.
Frog is low looking.
Frogger. Yes. Low looking. Frog the animal? More experimentation required.
Yeah, we haven't taken high and low looking outside of video games yet.
I reckon I could look at a frog for a while, but I don't know what that means for my scale.
Yeah, would it feel like work to look at that frog? Or?
Yeah, because you would actually, because a frog doesn't do shit. So
you'd be like, oh, I gotta look at this frog.
Yeah, I'd rather watch birds.
Birds are low looking?
Well, no, just birds are doing more.
But are birds low looking then?
Yeah, most animals are.
Well, yeah. Anything in Jackson's actual life is low-looking.
Yeah.
Movies are all low-looking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm with you. I'm low-looking for
you
movies.
You low-look a movie. That's all right.
I thought that the point of movies was that they wash over you and you just get the vibe.
Yeah.
And then people start talking about all these plot points and I was like, what? I don't remember that. And they were like, "What? You saw the movie with me." I'm like, yeah, and you saw it with me. Why do you remember what they said? That's weird.
That's great.
Yeah, that's good.
There's many different ways to consume media, correct.
There's no wrong way to consume media. But yeah, Pikmin 3 adds a couple of new mechanics to it. It's the port of the Wii U version of the game, which I never played. In fact, I hadn't played a Pikmin game since Pikmin 1, where nothing happened in my brain. I was just like, huh, I don't get it. Next game.
Yeah, moving on.
Back to Luigi's Mansion. I'm going to suck off some ghosts. Yeah.
That you understand.
Oh, yeah, that's simple. Yeah. I'm Luigi, my brother's missing. I got to suck off some ghosts.
You know, you can go to arcades where they have Luigi's Mansion and the controller is a vacuum.
I have seen those before,
that's cool.
It's really cool.
That's awesome. And
Making Luigi's Mansion is also awesome.
It's great.
Just being like, what if we made a game where you suck off ghosts and you're Luigi?
I know, they're like, right, Mario's had a lot of time in the sun. Obviously, Mario's got a lot of different platforming games. Now, if we made a game for Luigi, what do we think he'd do?
Oh, he'd slurp the hell out of some ghosts.
He would gob off some ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
Slurp them up.
Slam the Nintendo Seal of Approval stamp on the box.
Heaps of times.
Yeah. It's the only game to ever get it like 35 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Pikmin, it is very satisfying and very addictive to play. I also picked it up in the sale that we've been talking so much about.
The famous sale.
Which is rare for a Nintendo game to be discounted as heavily as this was. It wasn't like crazy, but I think it was like 33% off.
Yeah, okay.
Which is big.
That's big for Nintendo.
Immediately started playing it. I had played the demo, so I remember the demo kind of like held my hand in a way that I was like, thank you. Thank you so much.
I needed this.
Yeah. I did need this. This is not, I wasn't like, leave me alone. I was like, oh, okay. I get it. And I've started getting to the point of the game where it's starting to, I've fully assembled my crew again.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where it's requiring like actively looking at the map and actively thinking about different things. Ooh. It's good.
Sounds like hell.
Because each group of little guy has different abilities. Yeah. So red Pikmin, immune to fire, but great at fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff.
Good
stuff,
yeah. That's what
like
they're the basic Pikmin you get. There's rock Pikmin who like pack a punch, the game says.
Oh, okay.
You can throw them through like glass walls and stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yellow Pikmin alight, so you can throw them higher, but they're also immune to electricity and can be used to repair electricity circuits.
Oh.
So if there's exposed wire, you're like, go hold that. They're like, okay. Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, it was good to watch. I was enjoying watching you play it. It's very cute. That's very fun.
It's a bit stressful, but not too stressful. Because like,
yeah,
you got, so you crash landed on this planet.
Uh-huh.
You have, I think when you first land, you've got three juices and every day you consume a juice. And if you run out of juice, you die.
Yeah.
Because it's juice is your food. Also, the ship's called the SS Drake. So every time it's like, we got to take the juice back to Drake. I'm like,
call me myself.
Yeah.
They must have known.
Drake was around.
Drake was around, yeah. But I wonder if at that point, because like Pikmin 3 on the Wii U would have been like 2012 or something. Were people talking about Drake that much then?
Was Drake big in 2012?
Take Care was out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Guess we'll never know.
Guess, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not for us to understand.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not our business.
Yeah. If Nothing Was the Same had come out, then they would have known.
Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
A quick Google will sort this problem out, but
it's not for us.
No,
not for
me.
Not for us.
Yeah. So look, having a lot of fun. I will definitely finish this game. If I knew that it was a really, really, really long game, my enthusiasm would waver, I think. But I think it's only like a 10 to 12 hour game.
Yeah.
Good length.
That's great. That's perfect. Nice. For something like Pikmin, that's perfect.
Yeah,
and then you're going to get hyped for Pikmin 4.
Like, yeah, which is the main reason I'm playing this.
Yeah, because
Shigeru Miyamoto came out and was like, hey, I'm here to announce a game. And then he spoke at length about an app on a phone that
Pikmin
came out Blue. 11 months ago.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which is just Pokemon Go, but with Pikmin.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke about that for longer than any game in this direct got discussed.
Yeah.
And it was also the only game that got discussed that was already out.
Pikmin Bloom as well, and I know this is someone whose partner played it extensively during lockdown, hits a certain point where your phone can no longer run Pikmin Bloom. It's good.
Because
you have like a big screen that shows all the Pikmin you've collected, and different Pikmin you get from different places will have different costumes on. So like if you get a Pikmin from near a coffee shop, he'll be wearing like a coffee mug or whatever. Oh, it's super cute. But you have so many Pikmin.
Your phone's too much.
What are you doing? And you can't play the game anymore.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's a beautiful feature.
Yeah.
Miyamoto spoke about Pikmin Bloom for a while, and then he was like, oh, by the way, Pikmin 4 is coming.
Yeah.
Pikmin 4 is now in development. And then he opened his jacket, and it was the Pikmin logo, but the Pikmin font, but the number 4. And he was like, I made a new t-shirt.
Nintendo Directs are great.
Yeah, you just never know what you're going to get. Yeah. Sometimes you get games, sometimes you get whatever that was.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll show you a picture of the t-shirt, and hopefully the photo will be, yes, that's how happy he was.
He was jazzed. He loves Pikmin. Fair enough.
That's not even the number 4.
Oh, wait, it's a P. Whoops.
P for Pikmin.
Mm.
P kind of looks
like
4.
Could have sworn that it was a 4. Guess I'm wrong. Anyway, it's a P. 5 thumbs for Pikmin 3.
Hell yeah.
P does look like a 4.
Is everyone given 5 stars today? Thumbs? Thumbs?
You gave 7.
Yeah, you gave 7.
I did give 7. Yeah, because they got an extra 2 for the way I cleverly hacked their hated my creation.
So 5 thumbs.
Yeah.
And now it's time, Jackson.
Oh, my God.
It's time to let in Mr. Ads.
Hello, everybody. I'm Mr. Ads.
Hey,
enjoy these advertisements.
We will, Mr. Ads.
Thank you, Mr. Ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Goodbye, Mr. Rads. Goodbye, Jackson. You're my favorite.
Mr. Rads.
Too bad.
I feel like he didn't even get a chance to know me.
Yeah. That's a thing about Mr. Rads.
Yeah. He's fickle.
So now it's reached the point of the episode where I open up the thumbcrampspod@gmail.com mm-hmm. email. And okay. I read some emails to all of us in the room.
I
and
love
we
that part.
We give out gamer advice. Yeah. We give out gamer advice. We give out gamer self-care tips.
We nurture the gamers out there. We caress their sweet little gamer faces.
We lead these gamers through their darkest hours.
Yeah.
I'm so glad someone's doing it.
Every answered email is a little kiss on your forehead, gamers. Believe me right now.
So straight off the bat, we've got an email from John. Mm-hmm. Subject, ignoring advice.
Okay.
Like where this is going.
Yeah, this is good stuff, John.
Dear Crampers, last time I emailed in, I made the rookie mistake of not removing my law school signature. In brackets, thank you for not doxing me. And was struggling, struggling advised by you and John to 1, drop out of law school, 2, play Hollow Knight, 3, stop listening to Thumb Cramps. I am sorry to report that I ignored this advice almost completely, but I did finally play Hollow Knight this week
and
was immediately sucked off by it.
It's such a suck-offing game.
My question is whether any of you have had a game you originally ignored recommendations / good reviews for but ended up loving and are afraid to tell the person who recommended it that they were right. Thanks for the wonderful content.
Great question.
I think if I ever played Dark Souls, I'd keep it to myself.
Yeah, that's fair. You don't want to discuss that with me. I understand. I think Hades would be one. If I played and enjoyed Hades, I'd keep that to myself.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, I don't care because I've only played Hades a little bit.
Yeah. But I just know Joel Zammit.
He'll burst back through the door and be like, boys, I'm taking back over Thumb Cramps.
We're talking Hades again? And I just couldn't. I couldn't have that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, so definitely Hades.
I mean, it's going to happen in my future, but I reckon once I finally play Persona properly, people will be like,
what do we say?
Yakuza as well. The Yakuza games.
Yeah.
I'm dangerously close to playing those.
Look, you will enjoy them.
Yeah.
It's a guarantee. Yeah.
Stray for me.
Oh, yeah. Feckle.
I had a lot of people be like, you'd love Stray. And then I looked at it and I was like, no, I don't think I will. And then I played it for a little bit and I was like, I don't love this game. But I can't try again because if it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
And that means I don't even know myself.
That is the fear. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Gamers need to know out there before they're suggesting Stray to you, Cass, that you have played Death Stranding.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the type of game they should be recommending
more
to
Death
you.
Stranding style games to Cass.
Why is everyone surprised that I played Death Stranding?
Well, I think it's because every time you've come on Thumb Cramps, you reviewed phone games, and then you dropped halfway through a phone game when you played the first couple of hours of Death Stranding. And it did give everyone a bit of whiplash.
Psychic whiplash. Yeah.
Okay, with the context of the audience, I understand that is insane.
I don't think if someone was like, oh, Cass has played Death Stranding, anyone would care. But when you're halfway through reviewing a shape game on a phone.
Fitting things into other things.
Yeah.
Well, Death Stranding was boring.
Yeah, it is boring.
That's putting true. Shape into hole? Are you serious?
Well, that's exciting.
Mum's
a sort of a shape.
Dead body who's the president has a shape and the volcano is a hole.
Yeah.
Look, that whole thing, I've spoken about it, just being like, here's how you learn how to deliver a parcel, and then they give the stats for how damaged the parcel is. And I'm like, that is my mum. They're like, in the hole. I'm like, all right.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. Fair enough.
I'm going to go do Sudoku on the phone now.
That's fair.
Oh, Last of Us. If I played Last of Us and enjoyed it, I've been so vocally against the first Last of Us game that if I played it and enjoyed it, that would be embarrassing and I wouldn't tell anyone.
GTA and Red Dead for me as well.
Oh, yeah, true.
Although I'm lucky.
You don't play GTA?
No, I hate it.
I see now what's happening.
If you played Skyrim and had a good time?
Oh.
I finished Skyrim, though. You were there with me when it happened.
Oh, that's true. That was sort of special circumstances, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never go, I've finished the main quest.
Yeah,
I know it's not for me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Imagine if I had a good time creating a character in something though.
Oh, that'd be crazy. Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, there you go.
Cass, to give you a bit more of a detail on my GTA feelings, I like the PS2 era ones, but then everything after that, they are not for me.
Yeah.
That's like cool blocky girls, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I see that. The version of GTA that was most like The Simpsons Hit and Run. Yeah, yes. That one was good. And then when they stopped making them like The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Freaking bring back The Simpsons Hit and Run.
Simpsons Hit and Run was great.
That was an incredible game.
So, look.
Yeah.
We've had a bit of an issue again with the spam folder here where emails have gone into spam for no real reason.
Yeah, good stuff.
I could think of reasons.
Give me one.
The content of the email.
That's fair.
Fair
okay.
call. Yeah, fair call.
Yeah, let's have a read of this spam email and let's see. Let's pretend we're the Gmail filters.
Yeah. Okay.
Subject: Jackson's perfect game based on the dumb things he said on the podcast.
I think that's fine.
I'd let this through.
Yep.
Now, this is a bit, often people come in thinking they have the perfect game for me, but if this is scientifically researched based on actual quotes.
Hey, dickheads.
Oh, come on.
Maybe I won't read the email. I have the perfect recommendation for Jackson. I understand this has never worked out.
Yeah, all right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
But after the last episode, I know his perfect game.
All right.
Now, Riley includes...
The game?
The game title. But I will not say that yet in case you've heard of it. And then, because this happens a lot.
Yeah.
And
I hear the game and I'm tuning out of the rest of the email. Yeah.
You got to trick him.
Yeah, you do.
So Riley says, here's the reasons why Jackson would like it.
Okay.
One, you run a lighthouse.
Okay.
Two, it's spooky, but not really spooky.
Okay.
And now this is a confusing one.
All right.
You are a guy, but in your lighthouse is a model of your lighthouse, and in the lighthouse is you.
Oh, okay.
So if you take the roof off the lighthouse, you are above yourself. That's right. You could get very big and very little.
I do love those things.
And here's another thing you love. You get to go in the thing's mouth.
What's the thing?
It's an outside-the-box puzzle that Dusha could finish in 4 hours so Jackson could play it for days on end.
Cruel.
True.
Compliment to me. Insult to you.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Riley. You were on to a winner.
They fumbled the ball.
They fumbled the ball or the bag, depending on which analogy you want to go with. The downside is that it is on Oculus Quest.
I don't unless, own an Oculus Quest,
so unless
Riley.
You have one of those, you may never play it.
Oh.
It really needs to be VR to get the full experience.
Damn it.
Oh, but you then you can't look yourself. At yourself being little and eat
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
The game's called A Fisherman's Tale.
Oh, my God. That
Tale.
Is...
L or?
I-L, yeah.
No, L-E.
L-E. Yeah.
Le-tale.
Le-tale.
So obligatory question after that, Riley, you came so close, but
Riley,
you got so far,
but you gotta
in
be,
the end,
doesn't even matter. You gotta be proud though, Riley, because the only thing that's stopping you here are technical limitations.
Yeah.
That's a very good recommendation.
Yeah. If I could play this game, I'd play this game.
So obligatory question, best answered by Jackson. And I think this is where the spam filter fires up.
Okay.
If you could have sex with a video game console, which would be the best lover?
Okay. Awesome question.
Yeah. I wouldn't be letting that through as a Gmail filter.
Awesome question.
Mm.
The best lover, I don't know, but the best one to physically have sex with.
Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I was thinking Nintendo 64.
Great flaps.
Great flaps. Well, I'm just imagining putting it up myself.
Oh, that's... Well, the controller is also good. Plum.
Yeah, Wiimote, actually.
Oh, Wiimote.
It's got the wrist strap, so I'm not going to lose
it. Yeah, retrieve it. The Wiimote had lots of sex attachments.
Well, there you go. Yeah. It's designed to be boned. So.
Well, not... People redesigned it to be boned. I don't think Nintendo designed
Nintendo's
to bone
Nintendo's not putting
it
that out there.
Okay, fair
Nintendo
enough.
Nintendo didn't attach, like, dildos to it.
I'll tell you what, the Switch is probably the worst one to have sex with, I would say.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, how are you going to do it? Slam it into your nuts? Come on.
You put your nuts on the Switch like it's a table. Yeah. I don't know. Then you just get your nuts on a table.
Boot up the Super Mario 64 opening from the pack that came out. Drop your nuts on Mario's face.
Are you sure that isn't awesome, Jackson?
Maybe that rules.
What about you do the little Switch controllers where you can, like... You know, move them around. It feels like there's things in them.
Oh, that's true. Feel like there's a pussy in there or something.
You get the haptics going so you can just like put them either side and it's like, ooh, they're moving like flaps.
That's true. Maybe you can have sex with the Nintendo
alternatively,
Switch.
Yeah, put one in you.
Mm-hmm.
Play 1-2 Switch. That's good.
Yeah, that's great. Move your body around for the other controller.
Yeah.
So probably, It'll be a Nintendo console for sure.
The final question from Riley. Mm-hmm. Question best answered by JD and the guest. Look, Riley, you've put a lot of pressure on me and Cassie because this is an actual question we need to think about.
Okay. Oh, really?
What are the wider implications of Cyberpunk 2077's resurgence? Do you think that more DLC there will be more DLC like originally promised, or CDPR continue to focus on the next Witcher? Here's the thing. I don't actually think Cyberpunk's back, Riley.
Yeah.
You can say they fixed it, but I don't really think they fixed it. No. I think the game is still boring.
I think at the core of the Cyberpunk game is what is bad about the Cyberpunk game. Because if the core of the game was really good, the glitches wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
No one would care.
No one would care.
Well, I mean, the glitches
play
were
around
really
them.
They were pretty bad.
Really bad.
Yeah.
There's been games that have been fixed before, like No Man's Sky and stuff like that. But, like,
I think the amount of effort that probably went into fixing Cyberpunk and the amount of money that probably went in means they're not going to be doing DNA. Yeah. They'll be moving on to the next Witcher game.
Project Red will just be like, no, thank you.
No, we're good.
We're going to make although Witcher 3 was also bad when it launched.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't think it was quite as egregious from memory. Yeah.
Look, Cyberpunk 2077 can easily be found for under 20 Australian dollars pretty much anywhere. Which is not good if you want to make a profit from your game.
So I don't recommend
it. I think leave it dead.
Yeah. Let it rot.
It's okay that you made a game and you freaked it.
I thought freaking it was good.
Yeah, that's
true. You fricked it.
You fricked it hard.
And finally, to bring us home.
Yeah.
And this was in the spam email because it's an obvious spam email. Mm-hmm. But subject: please reply me this mail today.
Okay.
Which is fine, but
I'd let it through.
I think the reason that this has got my attention and why I love it so much is the sender of the email's name is Mr. Innocent.
Oh my God.
So Mr. Innocent Kanazoe.
Okay.
Greetings to you. I am Mr. Innocent Kanazoe, working with the Central Bank as a Taltex manager. Are you in a long-time fund transfer transactions without any success? I will help you make it 100% successful. I will transfer your delayed funds into your bank account with 100% success from any bank without any upfront payment or charges or fees from you. Reply to this mail very urgently today if you are involved.
Well, their name's Mr. Innocent.
So
I'm not sus on them straight off the bat.
I would say, we trust them. That would be my thought. Tom Cramps, trust them. Implicitly.
Yeah. Tune in next week to find out what personal information of mine has leaked online after opening that email. And if you want to email us, you can find us at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com or you can tweet to us at thumbcrampspod on Twitter.
That's true.
If you want to listen to more good stuff, remember, Being Hot is Hard.
Yeah,
subscribe
check it out.
To it.
Get on it.
Get it up, y'all.
Is that something?
You can absolutely get it up. Okay, I googled those Wii Remote vibrators.
Looking pretty good?
They look crazy, but...
Yeah, the Wiimote doesn't vibrate as hard as you would think. Yeah.
No, I just can't imagine that would...
There'd be some for the Switch too by now.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah.
You could just put one of those suction dildos onto it, I guess. Under the screen. If you wanted.
That's really derailed the end of this episode. So, Hank, so you mean just suction cup a dildo onto the Switch and then
Switch.
And then sit on it?
Yeah, leave the remotes plugged in on the side.
Yeah.
Play one to a Switch. Make it feel like there are little balls rolling around in that thing. Yeah,
exactly. Bit of weight on the end.
Hard to see the screen.
Well, you don't really focusing on the screen.
Yeah.
You're focusing on your own pleasure.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. I wonder if the Nintendo Switch's screen could handle that, though.
No, you'd shatter it. If you sat on the... Well, maybe not.
Yeah, maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone, a long way to find out.
Yeah. We've all got a lot to go...
Go home and do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very busy.
Yeah. It's going to be a big day.
Yeah.
And today's episode comes to 17
thumbs. That's right.
Out of a possible 15, which is huge.
Yeah, massive.
And Cass, thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find you?
You can find me on Being Hot is Hard. You can find me on Shut Up a Second. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on D&D is for Nerds.
Hell yeah.
Or you can also find me at Cass Page on any of the social medias.
but not too frequently because you're going to be breathing too much to open apps.
Yeah.
Absolutely huffing that air. Turns out also only $15.
Whoa!
For a whole year of me getting to breathe more.
Yes. Well, you save 2.1 days in a month.
Yeah.
Imagine how many days you're going to save in a year. That times 12, 24 days.
Whoa, that's almost a month.
Whoa!
Sort of.
It'd be like that.
It's close to February.
Yeah.
You almost save a whole February.
That's pretty good.
It's a free month. You're going to be living it. So everyone else on Earth gets 12 months a year. You're going to have 13.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I'm going to. Yeah, who's that guy who was really in charge and then he's like, new month for
Charles
me?
Charles in charge?
King Charles III?
No, one of the Romans.
Julius Caesar?
Charles isn't Roman.
Yeah, Julius, because that was July, and then Augustus had August. They kept adding months because they were like, no, I want a month.
We're going to have Augustus.
You're going to have Castember, I reckon.
Great episode. Goodbye, everyone.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.